Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, Israel is enjoying clear skies with warm temperatures across major cities. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are basking in sunshine, while Haifa remains pleasantly mild. As the night falls, temperatures will remain comfortable, offering a warm evening for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in. The IDF is preparing to halt a ground advance from Lebanon amid an anticipated U.S.-Iran deal. The IDF's 36th Division is pushing northwards in Lebanon. Also, earlier today, JNS reported that Israel's Defense Minister Katz expects the nuclear issue to be addressed in upcoming Iran talks. He stated the IDF will maintain security zones in Lebanon, Syria, Gaza, and Samaria. Also this hour, the Times of Israel notes that former President Trump claims a U.S.-Iran deal will be signed on Sunday. This contradicts Tehran, which has not commented. Israeli officials warn the terms could threaten the country's security. Separately, Axios reported from earlier this week that Iran fired missiles at Israel since the ceasefire. This move could complicate ongoing negotiations and escalate tensions. And finally, from earlier today, Forward highlights that a Jewish nonprofit lost funding after training men to prevent sexual abuse. This followed advocacy for Israeli women affected by violence during the October 7th Hamas attack. Reaction has been swift on social media. Mark Dubowitz, an analyst, posted minutes ago urging people to seriously evaluate Iran-related claims, putting aside political biases. Al Arabiya English shared thoughts earlier today from a Republican strategist emphasizing that Iran only responds to strength. AMK Mapping reported less than an hour ago that fighting continues between Hezbollah and Israeli forces in southern Lebanon, with an IDF tank reportedly hit. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's movements in Lebanon, the Jerusalem Post details that the 36th Division is advancing near a large Lebanese city. This comes as the U.S. and Iran edge closer to a deal, potentially affecting regional stability. Turning to Iran talks, JNS reports Defense Minister Katz's firm stance on maintaining Israeli security zones. His comments reflect Jerusalem's concerns over the potential U.S.-Iran agreement's impact on Israel's strategic positioning. Meanwhile, former President Trump's statement about a forthcoming U.S.-Iran deal, reported by the Times of Israel, adds another layer of complexity. Israeli officials are wary of the implications for national security should the deal proceed, as Trump suggests. The missile strikes by Iran, highlighted by Axios, mark a significant escalation. This action could derail diplomatic efforts and lead to renewed conflict, with Israel poised to respond. Finally, the Forward's coverage of the funding cut for the Jewish nonprofit points to broader challenges in addressing sexual violence. This loss of support might hinder efforts to combat abuse in the region. On the economic front, first, CTEC discusses the Middle East's evolving landscape of brief conflicts and economic vulnerability. Iran's intermittent aggression now shapes global market dynamics. Separately, Ynet Business reports that Google and Nvidia are considering using Intel for future chip-making needs. This decision signifies a strategic shift in the tech industry's supply chains. And finally, from Globes, Israel and Iran's recent missile exchanges underline the geopolitical tensions affecting economic stability. The Israel Air Force's response targeted military sites in Iran. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.